Got Kona coffee? Well, Honolulu Civil Beat has our reality check today. Business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us this morning. Hi there, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine.
So tell us about the story that you've got online today.
So we have a couple of bills in the legislature now that would tighten the label requirement for coffee. One is for roasted coffee, the coffee you get in bags and cans here sold. The other would apply to bottled or pre-made canned coffee that you get refrigerated from the grocery store. And essentially, they tighten the requirement so that to be called, say, Kona coffee, you're going to need at least 51% coffee. If you sell it as roasted Kona coffee, it's got to be 51%. That's an increase from 10% now. Now the law is, well, if it's a Kona blend, you can say Kona blend and then have small print that says 10%.
You know, it's interesting because I just bought some Kona coffee, you know, those single serve things to try it. And I was thinking, oh, this doesn't really taste like Kona coffee. And I wonder if did I just pay a dollar more for something that really isn't, you know, Kona?
Well, you have to read the label pretty closely, and that's part of the issue here. And the people, proponents of this say, well, 10% really isn't a lot of coffee. It's not enough to taste, so we need to bump it up to 51%.
Now, they've been talking about this issue for some time, though.
Yes, this has been going on for years. In the past, there has been opposition. This time around, there's really not a lot of opposition in the testimony that I've seen. Maybe there's something going on behind the scenes, but we don't see really any opposition at all in testimony. So it looks like this might actually go through. That's the thought.
Yeah, because our laws, I mean, they're kind of flabby, right? I mean, other states have stricter rules about these kinds of things.
That's right. And that's really the trend. You know, you look at this and it doesn't take a lot of research to find in other state statutes, lots of laws very strictly requiring these labeling requirements. Like in Vermont maple syrup, it has to be 100% maple syrup to call it Vermont maple syrup. It's got to be 100%. Idaho potatoes, Wisconsin cheese. Tennessee whiskey now has one. It's a big trend, and Hawaii is pretty behind on this. And in that context, 51% is pretty modest.
And so, what's been the opposition in the years past?
Well, in the years past, the opposition has come from blenders who want to blend it and sell coffee as Kona coffee when it's not pure Kona coffee. And that, again, has been the opposition in the past. That's not happening this time around.
And what about the roasting issue?
Well, one of the bills that died involves a ban. It would have banned importing green coffee into Hawaii. The idea was we should have to roast it first before bringing it in. That would kill invasive species like this coffee rust fungus, which is really people are afraid of, the farmers are. Right now, technically under federal law, the USDA says you can't import green coffee into Hawaii. But there's a big loophole, because if you import it into California, there's no problem doing that, and then ship it here, it's not technically importing it. And the state DA, Agriculture Department, allows that.
Yeah, well, we don't want any more invasive species in the state.
Right. The farmers are really, really upset about this, because they say that this USDA law was put in place, regulation was put in place to protect against coffee border beetle, and it's pretty clear in the regulation that was the purpose of it, and the farmers are saying, look, it was allowed to happen here, we brought it in anyway, and now we have this very damaging pest, this beetle. Let's stop it before we get the coffee rust. But again, that bill stalled, so that's not going anywhere.
Are there any particular lawmakers who've been champions on this, Kona percentage issue?
Yes. Well, Representative Richard Cregan from that area, the Big Island, is definitely one of the big proponents. But this has a lot of support across a number of people interested in agriculture. But again, Representative Cregan's really been pushing this.
Okay, well, kind of makes sense to me, but we'll have to see how things go and see if it passes.
Yes, we will.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Stuart. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. Read his story online about coffee at civilbeat.org.